is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next up on News for the Soul, one of our newer shows, Conscious Heart with Philippa. You can call in for a healing on the air during the show. Let's bring Philippa on to have her reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Philippa, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. It's great to be back. And welcome to all of you who are listening to Conscious Heart for today, for November. As Nicole says, very welcome to have calls from any of you. I really valued the calls that came through last week. So thank you for those callers who made that effort to pick up the phone and make a call, because it's not an easy thing to do if you're not in the best space particularly. But yes, know that I will support you as best I can. Certainly can offer energy healing, any advice, go through some of the HeartMath tools with you. Whatever might support you at this point in time in terms of what I'm able to offer. So welcome to all of you. I will start with a quick coherence for all of us. As a HeartMath trainer and mentor, I use it regularly myself and have been using it on the program weekly. And whatever we might have been doing through the day, whatever might have been taking place for us, wherever we are right now, it's just an opportunity to check in with ourselves, see that we are aligned or have some sense of alignment, and if not, make a little shift that brings us a bit more comfort and calmness in the challenges of the day. So wherever you are, just focusing now on your heart. Ideally, you might be sitting down, you might be lying. But even if you're busy with work at the moment, this is only going to take a couple of minutes. And it's an opportunity, as I say, to just recenter, recalibrate, realign. So focusing our attention in the area of our heart, our physical heart. Imagine that our breath is flowing in and out of our heart or chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. So we consciously slow our breath down. Take in a breath that is deeper than usual and find our own steady rhythm. Approximately 4 or 5 seconds inhale, 4 or 5 seconds exhale, but whatever works for you. And I'll give you quiet for a moment to establish that breathing. When you are ready, make a sincere attempt to activate a regenerative emotion such as appreciation, care or compassion for something or someone in your life. Activate the emotion, the feeling associated with that. And it's helpful to breathe it in with every breath. And we'll do that for 1 minute. Okay. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I have to say, it's been really helpful for me today. For the first time, I contracted COVID at the end of last week. Quite unexpected. So where we are in New Zealand at the moment, there seems to be another wave going through at the moment. So these challenges certainly are a test for all of us to consciously work at that inner alignment, going to our heart place. And it starts with the physical heart. The heart math science behind that is just so conclusive. It starts with the physical heart because it brings physiological alignment to our physical system. But as if you've been listening to me previously, you will know we have a connection between all of our bodies, as we call them, our physical, mental, emotional and spiritual. And so by beginning with that physiological alignment, it's benefiting us holistically. So thank you for actually doing that with me and supporting me today too. We certainly support each other in all that we do. We are all connected, whether we're aware of it or not. And so we bring value in all that we do when we come from a place of alignment. So if any of you are feeling now at this point you would like to call in, please know that my attention will be now on you and what is happening for you in your life and any way that I might be able to support and assist. I'm happy to provide individual healing for those of you that might call, but otherwise we'll certainly, before the day is out and before the program is out, provide some healing that may support all of us generically.
Well, we do have a caller ready to go.
We do, Nicole. Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go to area code 504. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, Deborah from New Orleans.
Hi, Deborah.
Deborah from New Orleans. Welcome and thank you for calling.
Hi.
How are things for you?
I am feeling odd. I'm pretty sensitive and I just keep this feeling that like there's a bubble about to burst, like I'm on edge. Does that make sense?
Sorry, I lost you there just for a moment. Can you just repeat the last bit? So I heard that you were feeling a bit like a bubble that was going to burst. What did you say to that?
That's exactly it. Like on edge, all the like, you know, fight or flight.
Yes. Continue.
I am having some arthritic type issues also. I don't know if they're stress related, but I always like to get like my energy clean. Sometimes I feel like it gets overloaded.
Right. You say your energy gets overloaded. Is that what you mean?
Like an empath.
Okay.
I feel like it's hard for me to do myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So what do you normally do when you are feeling that you can? What do you do to support yourself?
It's going to sound weird, but just cry.
Right. That's not weird. Mm-hmm.
Just some way to release it or get a massage. They have, you know, people that you could just get your feet rubbed. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Driving in my car.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's fantastic that you have some tools, you know, that can bring you some comfort at certain times. Have you had the arthritic issues for a wee while?
I didn't think so, but a friend of mine said he remembered about 10 years ago when my big toe would hurt. So, yeah,
okay.
I guess I did. I just didn't realize that many years went by.
Yes, yeah. Have you had a diagnosis of arthritis?
Yes, but, you know, you feel good and then you kind of just go back to your normal eating habits or lack of water. You know, you just kind of, when you feel good, you kind of abandon all your practices.
I get it. Yep. It's so easy to do when we're feeling discomfort or faced with discomfort and faced with challenge and feeling perhaps a bit out of alignment. It is so easy to just continue down that path. I get that completely. And for you then, when this happens, you get to a place where you really feel almost a bit overwhelmed from what you tell me with a sense of energy, and you just don't know what to do with it, and you don't know where to turn, you don't know you know what should be your next step.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a sense of focusing into your own heart or soul? So you have some practical things like going for a drive, getting a foot massage, having a cry, and honestly, don't feel bad about that. It's a very helpful release for us to cry when we feel a need to do that. So those are things that you use and that you can do. Do you have a sense also of finding a heart space or a place where your soul resides that you can go that's visible?
Because I used to live by myself, but my mom moved in at the pandemic and my boyfriend lives next door.
Right.
So
okay.
It's a lot, you know?
Yeah. So you're still with your mom now then?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And is she well? Is your mom well?
I guess, yeah, you know, age and things, some things sort of like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that your care for her can feel a bit overwhelming at times?
Absolutely.
Mm. So what can happen is that we can, particularly when we're caring and nurturing for others, be they old or young, is that we can get into a situation of overcare. And, you know, that may sound strange if it's a term you haven't heard before, because we're led to believe that, you know, we can't care too much. But when we are caring for others, we can start to lose sight of our own care. And
mm-hmm.
that is then when we describe it as overcare for others, because we cease to to have the alignment that we need to be effective in our caring role.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to overcare. Does that resonate for you?
Yeah, or if you pull out little, not one but the other one will kind of like feel like you don't care anymore, and that's just not it either.
No, that's right, yeah. So it's working to find that balance of providing the care that's required for your mum, whatever that might be, but also providing the care for yourself that's needed. If you have a partner next door, it's perhaps having the time that you need to spend with your partner as well, which is part of your self-care. So you might find it helpful to jot things down. Are you a person who writes things down, you know, to help get clarity? Some people write and some people don't, you know. Is that something that you might do? So you could even, you know, just create a list of the things that relate to care for your mum. They might even, you know, relate to particular times of the day, so it might be helpful for you to record that as well. But also to create a list of things that are part of your care, your personal care. Because without a balance between the two, you can start to feel overcome, definitely. You know, because you're losing your own sense of alignment, your own sense of calm and composure, I guess, which is, you know, what happens when we start losing ourselves to something else. You know, it affects us in unhelpful ways, and it also manifests or can manifest as physical health problems. So you've mentioned that your arthritis is something that it comes and goes, but you're aware of it at the moment. You're also telling me you're in this bubble at the moment that feels like it might burst. So, you know, there's certainly a suggestion that holistically you're not at a level of alignment that's going to support your health generally and in all respects. Actually, if we consider spiritual, mental, emotional and physical, they are all interconnected. We cannot expect one to work well without the others being in alignment. So can you consider, you know, in terms of, and this might be something that you want to do later or now, you don't need to give me all the details, but in respect of the care for your mum, are there some things that could be put to one side, or do you feel that everything you're doing for her is absolutely essential in terms of her well-being? And if you're considering the latter, that is that there is nothing that you can give up in respect of your mum's care, are there other people that can support you with that care? Is there something that could be handed over to someone else to do? Do you have the support of health agencies? Is there anything in respect of that you would like to comment on?
Well, some of it is emotional, so that one is a little rough, like when she gets angry and things like that, you know.
Right.
It's more emotional for me.
Of course, I can imagine that.
Very hard. Yeah, you're not going to change someone at this stage of the game.
No, you're not. You're quite right. And at no point in time do we have control over other people's life experience, really, and the way in which other people express themselves or experience.
But I used to think I could, so that was huge for me. I really thought I could save everyone, you know.
Yes, it's a nice thought. I don't blame you for having
a
lovely thought. If only we could.
Woohoo, yeah. I was delusional.
Yeah.
It meant well, though.
Yes, so, you know, when we're living with someone who is perhaps prone to emotional outbursts, or even, you know, it may not be a regular thing, it may be just once in a while, or they're placing demands on us that make it really difficult for us to fulfill those demands, then really the best thing that we can do, and it's almost the only thing, but it isn't quite the only thing, but the best thing that we can do is keep ourselves in alignment. Because when someone else is reactive towards us, so for example, in a situation where someone is being angry at you, to you, then the best response is a coherent response, which is coming from a place of alignment. And the breathing technique that I started with, that quick coherence, is physiologically designed to bring coherence to your system. So it actually works on the autonomic nervous system, which of course is connected to every system in the body. And so even while you're being potentially attacked, or, you know, that anger is being expressed, or you're just feeling exhausted, whatever the situation is there, maybe a combination, to stop, focus your attention in the area of your heart, imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, and just get that slower, deeper breathing going, even while the anger is coming at you, is the most helpful thing that you can do. Because you are the only one that has control over your internal system.
Okay.
No one else has that. No one else at all. So, you
okay.
know, we can be surrounded by anger. We can be surrounded by discontent, other people's concerns and challenges. And, you know, we might empathize with those, but we're going to best be in a position to support others when we come from a place of alignment and coherence ourselves. So even if you are not feeling that you can activate that regenerative emotion that I talked about, you know, where you find something to appreciate or care, you know, sometimes we're really just not in a place that we can do that easily. But by focusing our attention on our heart and getting that heart-focused breathing underway, it at least can bring us to a more neutral place, so that we are aware of our own heart and soul, aware of our own inner system and the need for its calm and alignment. And then when we feel ready to respond to the other person, we can do so in a way that's not going to be detrimental to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very good advice.
Because what's natural to do when someone is angry towards us, the natural thing is for us to be angry in response, but that doesn't benefit either of us, any of us. And if that's occurred for you, or even if you haven't responded with anger, but you've felt the anger and you've, you know, taken yourself out of a room or gone for a drive or whatever, as long as you are retaining the anger as part of your own emotional system, then your holistic well-being is being affected.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as quickly as you can in those situations to stop, start some heart-focused breathing. You might, you know, you can do this with your eyes wide open. So you might be looking at the other person, in this instance, your mother or anybody. You might be looking at them, all right, or you might choose just to glance down at the floor or look somewhere else, but you can still have your eyes open. Be focused, consciously focusing on your heart and slowing your breath down and deepening your breathing and getting a steady rhythm which helps you retain a sense of alignment and coherence in your own system. And then you can decide on how you want to respond.
Okay.
And it won't be detrimental to you. So
thank you.
Would you like to do the breathing again just now as a practice?
Yeah, I've been doing it for the minute you said it. I started doing it.
Oh, good. Okay. So do you feel that you're familiar with it sufficiently now to be able to activate that whenever you want to?
Yes.
Okay, that's
awesome.
The
minute you said it, I started doing it.
Yes, excellent. It's doing it regularly that's most beneficial. So we can top up our system first thing in the morning, you know, before we're even out of bed or when we're having breakfast or whenever it works for you, in the shower, doesn't matter. But to start early in the day to top the system up is a bit like charging an inner battery. It's an analogy that HeartMath often use. And if you imagine your energy system as an inner battery, you know, if it's running on low, it's not going to be so helpful to you. So if you can keep it charged through the day, it's incredibly beneficial. Certainly first thing in the morning is what I always do. And any time during the day when I remember, when I think it might be helpful, and also at the end of the day, you know, so that we're not going to sleep feeling as tense, you know, to try and go off to sleep with a sense of alignment and coherence is going to give us a far better sleep. So it's just, yeah, the more that you can do it, the better. You know,
Thank you.
When I'm driving too. You know, when you go for your drive, you can do it. So, you know, obviously, you need to be aware of your safety on the road, but, you know, you're not closing your eyes, and you can just take some slow breaths as you drive along, focusing on your heart. The more you do it, the more beneficial it will be. But I think also from what you've told me, it really would be valuable for you just to take some time after this program to jot some things down for you in terms of care needs of your mum, care needs of yourself, for yourself, and just work at getting some balance in there and perhaps making one or two shifts that will support that in addition to the breathing tool.
Thank you so much. Yes, I definitely going to try all this.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything else that you would like to say?
I think you're right. I think I just came out of alignment, and it happens when I'm overtired. And
yes.
I just feel like, you know, it's really weird. I don't know if this is part of the solar shifts or the Schumann resonance, but I find when one person's triggerable, it seems like those triggerable people are all getting triggered at the same time. So it's a weird thing, because I know who are the people that, you know, pop off. You know what I mean? Like they seem to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a chorus. They all pop off at the
mm-hmm.
same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's solar flares or whatever, because it does. It's like a program, like cue them, you know?
I think, you know, all of what you've said is accurate and true, and there is a lot of evidence in the Schumann resonances and so on. But for us to spend a lot of time dwelling on that when we are in a place that isn't as well aligned as it could be, tends to take us down a path of analysis, trying to work out, you know, what is causing this in me, you know, and Why is this going on? And we start asking ourselves a whole lot of questions for which we actually have no answers.
Correct.
And it can just tend to aggravate our situation. So while we can acknowledge that those things are real, and it is great that there are people in the scientific fields working to garner more understanding of those things, for us ourselves as one individual, the most helpful thing is to work on our own alignment, you know, love ourselves, bring love to our heart and soul, appreciate ourselves, because in doing that, we are then feeding the field environment around us, the magnetic field environment. We are feeding the planet. We are feeding our homes with helpful energy rather than the reverse, you know. So we contribute. When we are in alignment ourselves, we are contributing in a really positive way to our environment, small and large.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most beneficial thing that we can do.
Yeah, no, I'm very analytical. I always feel like I could just figure this out. I could solve it.
Well, I think when we are in a place of alignment, you know, that is the time perhaps if we want to do a bit of research on the resonances or whatever it might be and do some thinking. I mean, we've been gifted with a brain as well as a heart, and we can use it to try and bring more understanding for ourselves. But when we are in a place that is not aligned and coherent internally, then that's not the best time to be doing that, because it can just pull us down. The unanswered questions can pull us down.
True. Thank you so much. That's been very helpful.
Pleasure, Deborah, and thank you so much for your call. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for staying in touch. Let us know how it goes. Having a little trouble with the buttons here. Here we go. So the other callers are just listening and awaiting the group healing that you promised for later.
Okay, sure. I'll wait a little bit of time. If there's anyone that wants to come on individually at the moment, I'll attend to the individual calls first, but very happy to have a group healing before we finish today.
Okay. Well, we don't have any individual requests right now.
Right at the moment. Okay. Shall we go to the recording, which is just a 10-minute recording, Nicole, that Melanie did with me. And as I've mentioned on this program before, I just find it so valuable to listen to others, including those of you that call in. But Melanie is a person from near my home who has moved into the field of spiritual coaching and healing and intuitive healing. And she was full-time as a school teacher, and she just made the decision that she needed to focus so much more on her own soul work. And so she's just shared some insights with us in about a 10-minute call. So, Nicole, if that's available,
okay,
it'd be good to listen to that at this point. Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
So, Melanie, thanks for coming on the program. We've been talking a bit about Conscious Heart before the recording, but can you please now, for the listeners, talk about when was the first time that you recall being consciously aware of your soul or heart?
Thanks for having me here, Philippa. I feel like throughout my adult life, I've always been on a search looking for what it is that my heart desires. But I feel like it wasn't until I was probably in my mid-40s when I consciously recognized how to listen to my heart and how to listen to my, what I would call my intuition, my inner being. Up until then, I felt like maybe I was floating along. I didn't feel a sense of being grounded until it was like an aha moment when I felt like I was faced with a problem and I needed to, I felt like I needed to make a decision that affected other people, and it was important that it needed to be the right decision. And it just occurred to me to notice the feelings that I was feeling in my heart. And as I just wandered along, I was just walking along at the time, and it took a moment to just calm my mind, take some deep breaths, and notice how I actually felt about the situation. It was at that time I came to a realization that it was the feeling that gave me the answer. So I was able to notice the sense of calm and peace when I thought about the answer in one way, and when I thought about the answer in another way, how it kind of heightened my anxiety. So that would be about my mid-40s, and I'm late 40s now, so not that long ago, to be honest.
Okay, so when you noticed the feelings in your heart that gave you a sense of calm and peace, did you then decide to act on those feelings?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, great. So is there anything about the action that you then took that you would like to share?
It just felt like the right thing to do, and there was really no question of doing anything else at the time. Afterwards, going forward in life, it seemed like it was quite an exciting breakthrough for me, and I was able then to go forward repeating that. So every time I came to a decision that I needed to make, I felt quite empowered that I could take the time to calm my mind and just take those deep breaths and listen to my heart, because it was really a very reassuring and empowering way to make a decision. Gave me a feeling that I was making the right decision, and I felt really comfortable about it. It's quite an exciting way to go through life, is to have that security and knowing that you've got this feeling within you that can help you make the right decision.
Great, thanks Melanie. So can I ask if there was any particular way in which you brought calm to your heart, or the way in which you consciously accessed your heart? I'm just wondering if there's a particular method that you use that might be helpful to other people in a similar situation.
I feel like it's kind of a quietening of the mind, just letting your thoughts go, and I feel like there's a space within me that is it's hard to describe, I guess, but it's not an empty space, but it's like a place of knowing. And if I focus on that space, just calming my body with deep breaths, focusing on that inner space, it's like it gives you a feeling that you know is the right one to follow. And sometimes it can be a scary feeling depending on what the question is that you're asking yourself. I kind of ask myself the question, and it could be something about a future decision, and I feel like it's my soul that I'm asking. So if your soul is on a particular exciting journey, there are sometimes some big changes to be made, or some difficult decisions to be made that might be scary. But if you're feeling excited and good about it, then, or reassured and calm, then I know those are the right ones to follow. If it heightens my anxiety and I feel uncomfortable, then that's generally not my intuition that I'm listening to.
Okay, thank you. That's really helpful, actually. So basically you quiet your mind, you bring quiet to your mind to to enable you to listen to your heart more closely, and then you look out for feelings that make you feel good. And that tells you that those are the feelings that you should be following, and any decision that comes to you when you're in that place of feeling those good feelings indicates to you, in other words, that that's the right decision. Am I right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, great. Melanie, I know that you have talked to me before about ego sometimes getting in the way of your decisions. Are you able to talk a little bit about ego for us in respect of that?
I feel like my ego is protecting me. So it's holding me back sometimes by telling me that if I make that decision, I might look silly, or someone might think that it's the wrong thing for me to do, when I know that if I quiet my ego, that is, I thank it perhaps for trying to protect me and quiet my ego and just let it know that it's my soul's turn to speak, and giving my soul the opportunity to come forth, because I feel like it's a lot of pressure that I'm putting on my ego if I let my ego run with the decision making. And so that's why it is trying to protect me and hold me back a little bit by just saying, oh, don't do that, you're going to, you might look a bit silly, or you might not be able to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. But if I just quieten that down and listen to my heart, my soul, that's the information that I need, the affirming thoughts and feelings that I need to go forward, because it tells me the truth, and it really does back me if there's something that I have a thought or a desire to do. I know that's coming from my soul, and my soul will back me on that. So if I just sit and breathe deeply and listen and feel into it, then I can trust that what my heart and my soul is telling me is the right way for me to go.
That's fantastic, Melanie. Thanks so much for that. Is there any final comment you would like to share before we finish this conversation?
Thanks, Philippa. I feel like our soul is here on earth to live an exciting life, and our bodies are housing our souls, and so we need to empower our souls to live that life and not allow our egos to hold our souls back. So just quietening that ego and allowing it to take a back seat, and just empowering your heart and your soul to live the life that it's here to live.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Well, there you go. So that's Melanie, who is now working herself in the field of spiritual coaching. The first part of that conversation, I found so many similarities with comments from our caller Jessica last month, Deborah today as well, in terms of the importance of what we feel guiding us. And we know, as human beings, we know, we all have an inner knowing of what feels right and what doesn't. But what happens in times of stress and challenge is that the fog comes along and we don't see things as clearly as we might otherwise. So a really big part of our own well-being and our own personal progress is self-awareness, being able to get in touch with our inner selves and being aware of the experiences that we are having internally. So before I go ahead with a group healing, which I'll do shortly, I'd like to just go through a self-awareness exercise, which is a valuable HeartMath tool, because the first step really is self-awareness and noticing in ourselves what emotions we're experiencing and feeling, and then looking at what that's telling us and what we might do about that. So many that I've spoken with on the show and in the conversations and the recorded conversations have talked about quietening the mind, okay, trying to get ourselves out of our minds and into our heart. So if you have pen and paper there, I'd just like you, first of all, to consider situations when you, they're not good situations for you, right? So there's situations where you feel some discomfort. You feel emotions that really are not helpful, and these might be emotions of anxiety, of frustration, of impatience, intolerance. It could be sadness, depression, anything that is not a good feeling. And I'm not saying it is not good. Sorry, let me just clarify there. Emotions are not good or bad. I want to make that clear. We are human. We all feel them at different times. But some benefit our well-being and some don't. So the emotions that don't benefit our well-being are these ones that I have just talked about. If you can think of two or three situations in your life at the moment or in recent past when you have experienced emotions such as these, record very briefly what the situation was that you were experiencing and the emotion that was associated with that situation. You might like to write down two or three different emotions, completely up to you. So you're looking at a situation and writing that briefly down, just so for your information only, so you can recall what that was, and try to give a name to two or three emotions, certainly at least one that's associated with that situation. So I'll just give you a minute's quiet to do that. And if you haven't got pen or paper, you can just be thinking this through in your own mind. Okay, I will stop that there, but you can pick that, pick this up and continue with it after the program if you like. The second thing that we must do is consider emotions that rejuvenate us, that make us feel really good, okay, and the situations that are associated with those. So see if you can consider one or two situations. Certainly just start with the one. Briefly record what that situation is. It might be when you're with a pet. It might be when you're with a person. It might be when you're in a particular place. Might have been an experience you had at work or in your home or in a care situation with somebody. Record it and see if you can identify the emotions associated with that. Good feeling emotions. I'll give you a moment to do that. Okay, and again, you can continue with that later if you want. So what it's important to be aware of is, first of all, our emotional experience, but also the fact that when we experience those unhelpful emotions, the ones that don't make us feel good, we release cortisol into our system. And while we need to have cortisol, if we're experiencing unhelpful emotions regularly, we are continually releasing cortisol into our system. And it's part of what forms the picture of overwhelm or burnout or, you know, just high level of stress. Cortisol, our hormonal response, is part of that, and that contributes to, can contribute to physical and mental health issues. On the other hand, those regenerative emotions, those emotions that renew our system, release a hormone known as DHEA, which is the known as the anti-aging hormone, the hormone that supports our immune system. So it's the one we really want more of. When I took you through the quick coherence technique at the beginning of this program, I said that when you are ready, see if you can genuinely activate a feeling of appreciation, care or compassion for someone or something in your life. Now that may also come from your list of situations that generate those helpful emotions, those renewing emotions, so you can personalize it more and breathe that feeling in when you go through the heart focused breathing. Because it's more personal, it can be more beneficial for you. And then you can have a sense of knowing that you are supporting yourself physiologically with the release of beneficial hormones as well. So what we will do now as part of the group healing, and I am conscious of the time, so we may cover this a wee bit more next month, but what I would like to do is start with the heart-focused breathing, go into what we call the quick coherence, which is when you will activate a renewing feeling for yourself, so you can take that feeling from your own list of beneficial emotions, or you can attempt to experience some appreciation, care or compassion that's more generic. And we will continue from that place for the last 7 or 8 minutes with the healing. So while heart-focused breathing and quick coherence, as I said to Deborah earlier, can be done driving with your eyes open just to bring some alignment to your system, you can also use it to help you access your heart and soul more intentionally over a longer period of time, which is what we will do right now. So focusing your attention, and I hope you are sitting or lying comfortably, focus your attention in the area of your heart. Imagine that your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual, finding your own steady rhythm. Remembering that if thoughts distract you, just gently bring your focus back to your heart. And when you are ready, make a sincere attempt to activate that regenerative feeling that may be personal, or it may be a more generic sense of appreciation, care or compassion for someone or something in your life. And I encourage you to breathe that in with every breath, keeping your focus on your heart. I'd like to you to imagine now that there is a light at your heart that has been turned on, triggered by this renewing emotion that you have activated. See in your mind's eye that light shining brightly, continuing to breathe into your heart space. And feel that light expanding, glowing strongly, brightly. And expanding now beyond your body to give you enclose you with a secure eggshell shaped light all around you. Feel the brightness, the caring, the compassion, the love that lies within this light. And feel the expansion that it gives you. You might feel a tingling in your body. Focus your attention on your feet for a moment and feel your connection with the earth. Imagine roots growing from your feet down deep, right into the crystalline grid of the earth. And the energy from your own light connecting with that. Feel the energy from the earth coming up through your feet now and into your whole body to join your own energetic, loving light. And feel now right through to the top of your head. Just sensing just above your head the expansion of energy. Opening up and connecting with energy above you. That's loving, pure, safe, secure, and energy from above coming down into the top of your head and connecting with your heart energy as well. Breathe it deeply. You can stay with this now as a meditation if you like, as the program will need to finish. Or you can bring yourself back to your room, to your work. But know that your inner self, your inner being is with you at all times. And it glows with love and light at all times to benefit you. We just need to remember it is there. So thank you all for being part of today's problem. Not a problem. That's me drifting off. Thank you all for being part of today's program. And I wish you all the best and a wonderful month ahead. Take care. Many blessings. Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.